This is Erin Richards with the Journal Sentinel, and I'm at Pius High School with two students from Ningbo Shaoxi High School in China, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves. What's your name?
My name is George, and my Chinese name is Xu Yujie.
And my name is Cindy, and my Chinese name is Zheng Xinyi.
Can you tell me a little bit about what a normal school day is like in China?
We usually go to school at 7:20 in the morning, and we have 5 classes in the morning. Then we have our lunch break during 11:50 to 1:20, and then we have another 4 classes, and we go to home at 5 o'clock in 8 p.m.
And how much homework do you have per night?
Oh, usually we have a lot of homework to do. Sometimes it will be more. We usually spend about 3 hours to finish our homework.
That's a lot of time studying every day.
Yeah.
What classes have you attended here at Pius?
I attended English class, Spanish class, and math class, acting class.
What did you think was interesting about acting class?
The teacher is just very different from ours in China. The teacher is just very exciting and always talk, and divide the students into groups to practice their acting. And it's very weird to us.
George, what was the most interesting class that you attended here at Pius?
Maybe the engineering class. You know, the student here makes something by themselves. We just don't have this kind of class in China. It's very special for us. Yeah.
What else have you noticed about American culture in the days that you've been here in Milwaukee?
I found that people usually go to church on Sunday. Yes, it's kind of cool. Yeah, and people here always live in a house and usually live in a suburb. But in China, we usually live in an apartment, and people like to live in downtown area. Yeah.
And Cindy, what have you noticed about culture here?
Culture here? Americans like to eat sweet food, and they have very sweet food in the morning for breakfast. We just don't have these things. We just eat porridge or such things in the morning. And people here can drive at a very young age, and we have to be at 18 to learn how to drive, but students here can drive to school by their own.